let's begin a portion of our public comment period. I have three cards for people that are going to speak now, and I have, I believe, some others for later this afternoon. This first card, I don't know if this is public comment or not. The card says John Q. Public Domain. Okay, we do have the speaker for this card. Sir, did you want to speak at public comment?
I'd like to speak right now if I could.
Okay.
Just very briefly.
And your name, please?
My name is John Q. Public Domain.
Okay.
And good morning, each and all. How are you this morning? I would just like to say that I think it would be a really good thing if each of you would rent a movie called The Emerald Forest and watch it, and what occurs when the environment is encroached upon by us, human beings, Homo sapiens, what it does. And I think that so far Diablo Canyon hasn't become a Bhopal, except for the marine life around it, from the constant rising and lowering.
Sir, we have an agenda item dealing with Diablo Canyon.
Oh,
and
all
so
right.
We don't entertain public comment, period, or anything that is on the agenda.
I see.
So I invite you to participate during that agenda item.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, thank
you. Watch the Emerald Forest.
Okay. Now we know what that one is. Ricardo Sadowski. Sir, were you misinformed that you thought maybe we didn't have public comment in the morning?
My name is Richard Sadowski. Yes. I'm from the Central Coast Ocean Outfall Group, and I have a simple request, and I'll read it to you, and then I'll hand it to staff. My request is, this is a formal request for a conflict of interest form from each and every one of the board members. It's Cal Form number 700, and I'd like to have it submitted to me, and I'll leave you my address, and that's all I have to say for public comment. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, Joey Ricano.
Honorable board members, staff, friends, Joey Ricano with the Orange County Ocean Outfall Group. We're dedicated to ending all waivers of the Clean Water Act. Director Young, I thank you for this opportunity to speak a bit early. That was very accommodating of you. I am the creator of the Andre Bay Cayucas Plan, known as the ABC Plan. It's a regional wastewater treatment plan for the Morro Bay Estuary watershed, which our organization believes to be about the most impacted watershed on the coast. Between the single pass cooling intakes of power systems and the waiver of the Clean Water Act 301H sewage waiver of Morro Bay Cayucas, the problems in Los Osos, real or perceived, we believe that there are impacts coming in from the creeks, and what's called for is not a myopic approach. Myopic approaches usually don't solve problems on a watershed-wide basis, and they also are not available for monies that regional full tertiary systems would be available for, such as Prop 50 money in the next round. As you know, as well as I do, that the State Water Board recently set a precedent in Sacramento with a decision against logging in two watersheds by Pacific Lumber. And what they did was, for the first time, they implemented the WWWDR, the Watershed-Wide Waste Discharge Requirement, and they set a precedent. And what that means is, it means to us that we don't take myopic approaches, such as building the ill-sited, overpriced sewer in the middle of Los Osos. What we do is we build an out-of-town sewer that other municipalities and other impactors of the Morro Bay Estuary Watershed eventually hook into. Now, I look forward to working with you in the future to heal the Morro Bay Estuary watershed And I thank you for this opportunity to address the board. Please go to my website. It's stopthewaiver.com. That's stopthewaiver.com. And you can click on Los Osos Sewage and read the ABC plan for yourselves. Thank you very much for this opportunity.
Thank you, Mr. Ricano. Okay, there were two folks, I think, in the back that also came up from Orange County. Is that true? You're fine. Okay. I'll take that at face value. All right. Why don't we move on now to item number